with Councillor Wilson. Application number 19/01496/FUL, Riverside Memorial Gardens, Thames Street, Staines upon Thames. This proposal involves the installation of a steel jetty with hardwood decking to provide a passenger boat landing stage together with the installation of piles. Paul Thompson, can you run through the plans for us, please?
Thank you. This application relates to the Memorial Gardens, the Riverside Memorial Gardens in Staines. Just to get our bearings, the application site is located on the riverbank of the River Thames. The application site is outlined in red. It relates to the current bandstand area and the riverbank in the gardens. To the north east of the site is Riverside Car Park. Further beyond, behind that, is Thames Street. To the southeast is Thames Lodge Hotel. And running through the Memorial Gardens, close to the site, is the Thames Path. This photograph on the left-hand side is taken from the towpath looking northwest. And on the left-hand side is the bandstand area where the proposed jetty is to be sited off. The photograph on the right-hand side is actually taken from the bandstand looking perpendicular onto the river. So the new jetty will be attached to the end of the bandstand and clearly will then project out over the river. On the left-hand side is the existing site layout plan, and on the right-hand side is the proposed site plan. You can see the proposed jetty attaching to the bandstand. And then the top plan shows the proposed side elevation of the jetty, and the bottom plan shows the proposed plan of the jetty. The jetty will include some entrance gates for security purposes, and you can see that there will also be handrails along the sides. Thank you.
Thank you for that. No public speakers on this item, so it's now with the committee. Can I have a proposal, Councillor Sider?
Move as recommended, Chairman.
Thank you. A seconder, Councillor Islam.
I'll be the seconder, Chairman.
Thank you, Councillor Sider.
Well, Chairman, this is something which has been needed for a long, long time. Yeah, I mean, the idea has been floating around for some time, over a couple of years, in actual fact. I'm glad it's come to
closing, you say.
Because, you know, to try and get on the boat in a safe place, right, you very, very difficult at the point in time. But this will have every facility. It's good for the borough, and it's nice that at last it has come to fruition. So I'm sure members will join me in supporting this. Thank you, Chairman.
A little please, Councillor Layton. So, Councillor Noble.
Although I love the concept of what's required, I totally agree with Councillor Sider. Two or three things. One, I think it's a real tragedy that this looks like a bunch of Meccano bolted together so a boat can park. There's a real tragedy that a lot, I think, of design effort went into that pavilion area. It's some beautiful design, some nice construction, some nice steel work, and it looks low, as a couple of guys are going to turn up here with some welding gear and put a security gate up and throw a plank out into the river. So I think it's a real shame that there were no design concepts behind this. I put on my green hat. Tragic, there's no hydropower going underneath it. We should have a couple of turbines under there driven by the river to generate some electricity for the authority, but that may have put the costs up a little too high. And then thirdly, all I request is that hopefully this is the start of developing that riverfront, because the moorings for normal private owners, so this is for commercial operators, is pretty poor and tatty along there. And I just hope that, as I say, I think sad no design has gone into this, but at least it's a start of trying to use that river frontage, which we should be doing within the authority.
Yes, I mean, that's one of those things where I kind of agree with what you're saying, but unfortunately we have to judge what's being put in front of us tonight. And I'm sure Councillor Dunn will take some of this back to the River Thames Task Group. And the, I know the cost of the structure is probably about the same as the cost of getting the permissions and the piling stuff done. So it's not cheap.
I think it's just a shame. It's a real missed opportunity. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. No, you know, they might come back with an amended plan. Councillor Dunn?
If I'm allowed to speak on this, I'm afraid it's down to the cost.
Yeah. As I said, Councillor Noble, I was surprised when I heard the cost of this from someone, because there's a lot of work that has to be done on putting the thing there, and then probably, you know, everything involved with it, let alone the structure itself. Councillor Gibson?
I was just going to say, the existing structure, I think, was rather expensive and well thought out and well designed. Sadly, it is extraordinarily underused, underutilised, and it's actually, in some cases, it's just that people do not respect it at all. So I think this will actually open it up, make it a centre of attention, and hopefully it'll be utilised to the point where anybody who would like to degrade it will not do so. So I think it's a really good idea.
So you're hoping one day a band will eventually play at the bandstand? So.
Yes.
Yeah, well, this I think is part of the River Thames Task Group, and the council is involved in that, nice cost party group working on that. This is one of the things that's come out of it, and there's going to be more, I'm sure, about things going along down the river, because this is something which, a couple of years ago, it was decided we should really put some effort into this, and this will be good for the Staines, and hopefully the other bits will follow with the private bits. And water gypsies being moved off and all those things which will help with the environment. So no other member wish to speak on this one? Not, I'll move to the vote. All those in favour of the motion, please show the motion to approve. That's unanimous. And so application 19/01496/FUL at Riverside Memorial Gardens, 10th Street, Staines. Is approved. And finally, so